I didn't know if Lomas was going to be back because he's, you know, Lomas is in demand here. This is I'm so glad,
fun.
Lomas.
This is fun, man. I need to hang out with you more.
Well, I hope you will because you know we have saying? A good time and yeah. people love seeing you as we're here. With my special guest host, Lomas Brown, live from the Detroit Economic Club Luncheon, Motor City Casino. Rod Wood spoke. I hear it went well. People are eating and having a good time, yes. enjoying themselves. And we get to catch up with Tim Codd, who is the CEO of Masako Consulting.
Hi, Paul W. How are you again, Lomas? Good to see you. Thank you for doing this.
How are you? Everything good?
Everything's, yes, thank you. Very, very good. A lot of excitement and nothing better than having an afternoon with the Detroit Economic Club and WJR.
Well, isn't it something, though, to be able to, in one place, see all the people that you don't get to see very often, some that you're meeting for the first time, some you're saying hi to for the first time in a long time? I think it's all good. I think it's all excellent. Now, you have been working, and so you get my attention with this, Tim, to improve lives in healthcare.
Yes,
Explain
sir.
To my listeners what you do at Masako.
Yeah, thank you. And back to this environment in Lomas, thank you for walking the room and recognize people. When you get students with CEOs and leadership, it's an amazing environment to address, I guess, what I'm trying to accomplish, and that's why it's such a big, high-value investment in participation with the Economic Club. While, you know, a couple of the tables and guests we have were supporters and advocates for the non-opioid directive that passed in 2022. And the state of Michigan is the first state to have an advanced directive to opt in that you do not want to receive an opioid for a procedure. Mm. And there are alternatives to opioids that can do and satisfy pain management clinically and neurologically, and obviously emotionally and spiritually, because it's such a big problem. My dear friend, and I got permission to reference his name, and you should have him on the show, Paul, Pat Devlin from the Building Trades. He was instrumental. He is the Secretary Treasurer of the Building Trades. He had 4 overdoses on a job.
Oh, my God.
And if we didn't have the standing order with Narcan, and this effort to rescue them at the job site, 3 of them were saved.
Wow.
1, unfortunately, didn't make it.
Mm.
Because the product that these people are getting right now looks so close to a prescription pill. And the naivete is overwhelming them.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, you do not, and you try to tell this to your kids, I'll tell it to everybody, you do not take anything from anyone but a doctor.
Thank you.
That hands it to you. I don't care if it's your best friend since you were in Pee Wee League together. You do not take anyone else's pills other than a doctor and
Thank
a pharmacist.
And you know, legend, everybody thinks that it's a problem. With the professional athletes, it's a problem. It's not just, you know, people that you don't think of. It's everybody. This is a problem. It's an epidemic with these opioids and stuff, and it's really affecting a lot of lives. And I'm so happy that we're trying to educate the younger folks, you know, so that they can educate us older folks and educate the people up under them.
So I'm speaking with some legends. Thank you, legend Paul W., and thank you, Lomas.
He's but a legend.
But I also had, because of these kinds of events, I've also had the opportunity to sit with Dave Bing, right? And I had the chance to sit with Jim Harbaugh and now John Smith from Michigan State. And to your point, my son, blessed and privileged to be a part of the Anaheim Ducks organization and had procedures. He was advanced directive in the non-opioid directive, and when he had his hip procedure, they gave him 8 doses of fentanyl.
Oh my God.
Wow.
8 doses. And had we not been there and addressed this, they, because of protocol, and these are all legit, right? This is process,
right.
And as you know, Lomas, you've been through the procedures. they don't expect that one out of 10 orthopedic procedures, and now this is state of Michigan data, one out of 10 orthopedic procedures will last 90 days opioid use disorder. One out of 10. Unfortunately, mastectomy, and that's a different mentality, right? They're going through a lot. It's like 19% of the patients have a 90-day or longer opioid use because there's so you can get addicted on an opioid. That's, these aren't my facts.
Right.
And as I shared the last time we talked, Paul, and again, thank you. I lost some family members, and they're white collar. They weren't, you know, what everybody would assume, the typical kind of population. And it started from prescriptions.
Tim Cott is with the CEO of Misako Consulting. They want to help improve lives. Heck, they want to help save lives in healthcare. But I got to tell you the other side of the coin here. I'm in severe pain all the time. And with opioids off the table, that means I'm just going to stay in severe pain, or so it would seem, right now. I did have a doctor prescribe an opioid, but I was so scared, I didn't take it. I wouldn't take it. But everything else I've taken hasn't touched the pain. So there are a lot of people out there suffering in pain, and since opioids are off the table, or mostly, there are a lot of people who need help. They need help. They need some kind of help without the risk of becoming addicted to a drug.
So thank you, Paul. And again, I don't know the pain you're in, but I can see it. I noticed, thankfully, you couldn't get that brownie.
I can't get up from the chair. I mean, wait a minute. Did a brownie get away from me? Now I'm in big trouble. I did not. Guys, you were told specifically, don't let any brownies get away from me. How the heck did that happen?
But to your point, and thank you, because this is the conversation that has to happen. There are providers, there are technologies available right now. And I, because again, thanks to The Voice and WJR and these forums, I'm working right now with the state of Nevada. And they have programs that they are utilizing non-opioids. And these are ultrasound guided, not just cortisone, but that can reduce the inflammation so that you can get back into the physical movement to create a anti-inflammatory environment, because inflammation causes pain.
Yeah, that's it. Inflammation.
And so you're driving the agenda to build these alternatives, and it can't happen in a vacuum. It's got to be in environments like this.
Tell me and tell our WJR listeners, more importantly, Tim Cott, how do people get in touch with Misako Consulting?
Tim at Misako.
Tim at Masako.
Consulting.com.
Consulting.
And I'll give you my mobile number. It's always open. If there's anything and anybody that we can reach and touch and help, we will. There are so many great resources that we have been involved with. It's 810-599-6414.
It's that important that Tim would give you his personal cell number. 810-599-6414. Tim Cott, CEO of Misako Consulting, one person at a time, helping save lives.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul W. I really appreciate it. Lomas,
passion,
thank
man.
You. I appreciate you. Jim and Barb Rossman, say hello.
Yes,
I just talked to them.
My people.
They've been instrumental in the cause. So, again, this happens here.
Every day.
Every day.
We continue in Focus. I'm WJR.